today and tomorrow, I will recall you a long list of properties and important results regarding the background of linear algebra. You will find all what I will tell you in the first file present in the web page of the course. The title is Basics, Basic Elements of It's possible that this this starting lecture is annoying for those of you who remember well these facts. But we are obliged to use very often most of the results of the properties I will speak about. It is important, it is essential, it is unavoidable to start this list of facts. Matrices, vectors, you know well what they are. The essential operation we will perform on these guys will be sum or addition. Multiplication, so you have to know how a vector, a matrix can be multiplied by a vector, how two matrices can be multiplied each by the other. There are three or four, or also more, important classes, subsets of matrices, which are very often used in numerical and also optimization applications. I mean diagonal, scalar, upper or lower matrices, triangular, sorry, three diagonal, the definitions of these classes of matrices refer to structural properties. No diagonal matrix is a matrix A which has necessarily zero entries outside the main diagonal. A scalar matrix is a multiple of the identity matrix. Alpha is the real number, and I denotes the identity matrix. So this matrix is simply made up with all entries equal to this value along the main diagonal. You know also upper and triangular matrices what they are. You know they are important in many methods for solving linear systems. A lower matrix as zero, entries above the diagonal positions, we can speak of strictly lower and upper in the same sense if we have zero also on the diagonal, on the main diagonal. The last class is another important class appearing in many applications. Three diagonal. The non-zero entries can be only along the main diagonal, and the two diagonals adjacent to the main diagonal. So we have non-zero entries, possibly, only in those locations. Well, the matrices we are speaking about are not necessarily square. So, for instance, I can speak of scalar matrices also when, in the case where n is different from n. It simply means that, again, the non-zero entries are O equal to alpha, again, along the main diagonal. The main diagonal is defined also in the case when the two sizes are different. Also, in all cases, I can imagine also non-square matrices. Generally, from the application side, we'll find non-square matrices. The importance, some hints about the importance, by the immediate consequences of their definitions and the properties of these classes involving the sum and the product, the multiplication of matrices. Well, we can immediately see that the diagonal scalar triangular matrices, the first two are subsets of the third class, are closed with regard to sum and multiplication. La somma di due di queste matrici è ancora dello stesso tipo, lo stesso il prodotto. Sum of two matrices of this kind belongs to the same class and for multiplication of two matrices. For three diagonal, it is evident, for it is simple to see this property for the sum, but it is not true for multiplication. If I multiply let's consider the simplest case of square matrices. If I multiply two three diagonal matrices, I will obtain a matrix P, general case, pentadiagonal. This is very simple to realize, very simple to see. Let's go on. These are structural properties. There are other classes of matrices defined in a more complex and intriguing way. The first of these three classes you, in real case, already know. In the complex case, I forgot to that we are considering now and in the most part of the course, complex matrices. So we are speaking of a matrix, generic matrix with complex entries, m rows and n columns. So our number has to be chosen in the complex field. The first class, or the next three, is formed by the so-called Hermitian matrices. The definition: a matrix A is Hermitian if A is equal to A Hermitian. What is A Hermitian? A Hermitian is a matrix B such that A sub I J is equal to A sub JI conjugate. A quick reminder: if Z is a complex number, so you can represent it as real part plus the imaginary unit I by B, or in trigonometric form, the modulus, the absolute value of Z, rho, by cos theta plus I sin theta. These are the two commonly used representation, the first the Cartesian representation, the second the trigonometric representation. Well, the conjugate, which is denoted with a bar above the letter denoting the given complex number, you know, is defined as A, the same real part, minus I by the same imaginary part. And in the case of trigonometric representation, again we change the sign of the imaginary part. So, example, it is clear that if A is real, if I consider the case of the real matrix, the Hermitian of A is simply the symmetric, the transpose the transpose of A. Why? Just look at the definition. When we consider the conjugate of a real number, For Z real, we have Z conjugate equal to Z. So we have the order of the indices is the same. So if we have a real matrix equal to its transpose, this means that A is symmetric. Thank you.
quick example in the case 2x2, an emission matrix A, here I must have, along the main diagonal, a number such that its conjugate is equal to itself. So, along the main diagonal in a Hermitian matrix, I must have real numbers, say 1, 2. In the other positions, I have to respect the definition. This is only the real case. So if here I have 1 plus 2 by I, here I must have its conjugate, 1 minus 2 by I. This is a 2 by 2 Hermitian matrix. So we may say that the Hermitian matrices are the generalization of symmetric matrices in the complex case. The Hermitian matrices are a particular case, so they are a subclass of another wider class. Of matrices called normal matrices. The definition this definition makes sense in the square case. So now we are assuming that the matrix A is square. We require that this product is equal to this other product. Remember that the product with matrices is not commutative in the general case. So a generic matrix A does not fulfill this requirement. The normal matrices are defined as those matrices such that this problem is equal to this other problem. In general, they are different. In next lectures, we will give a characterization of these matrices. It's not very clear to imagine in a tool to too different from inspection of this property to determine if a matrix is normal or not. There are characterizing properties we will see later. We can just observe immediately that Hermitian are also normal, so we can depict the set of normal matrices and say correctly that the Hermitian matrices constitute form a subset of normal. The proof is clear. In this case, A is Hermitian. Both the products make A squared. Another class is the class of the so-called unitary matrices. The definition: matrix A is unitary if the product H by A by A omission makes the identity matrix. This can be also stated saying that A is invertible and the inverse of A is equal to the omission of A. This relation says that there exists another matrix A omission such that multiplied by A the result is the identity. This means invertibility. This means that the inverse is A omission. This means also that the product with the factor factors reversed in the order, I mean the second by the first, is again equal to the identity matrix. So this means also that unitary are also a subset of normal matrices. So the we have a mission and a unitary inside the set of normal. There is intersection between Hermitian and unitary. If we want, we can say also that there are a Hermitian real and a unitary real, and so on. What about closure of these last three classes with regard to addition and multiplication? I mean, if A and B are omission, there are some A plus B is again omission. Yes, omission. Their product, in general, no. A by B, square matrix of the same order, Hermitian, the product is not Hermitian. Normal it is easy to see by some counterexample that normal matrices are not closed, neither with regard to the sum, neither not with regard to the product, are not a closed class for both the two operations, for both operations. Unitary se siamo in caso unitario to unitary matrices the sum is not unitary while the product is again unitary. We will not check all these properties, some most of them are very simple, just if I am requesting to check these last properties. It is sufficient just to apply the definition. If I have, diciamo per esempio, un controllo semplice su una di queste proprietà, if I have A and B, show, example, show that if A and B are both unitary, AB, A by B is unitary too.
Uh,
have to check that the product of A by B, A by B, Hermitian makes the identity matrix. A by B Hermitian is another mechanical property which is useful in all algebraic developments of formulas, expansions of formulas. Just let me see, let me write in a clear way what we are using. As for the transposition operator, also the Hermitian operator has this property. The following properties.
That's something unclear to me, but the Hermitian operator or property of the matrix?
We will use the same term in both cases. I will say A Hermitian also for non-Hermitian matrix. I could say A to the H if you prefer, please use it. It is less confusing, I guess.
Because the Hermitian problem.
Let me show an example. If I have this 2x2 matrix, say 0, 2. This is not an Hermitian matrix. You see it immediately. Here I should have real numbers. This is not real. It's the imaginary part. So the matrix A is not Hermitian. But I am free to consider the Hermitian of A, we can call this operator also conjugate transposition. Is it clear? When I use the symbol H, I pick the matrix. I reverse its entries with regard to the main diagonal, and finally I conjugate all entries. Trasponiamo e coniughiamo. We transpose and then conjugate. Or in the reverse order, the final result will be the same. If I reverse, if I transpose, I calculate here, the imaginary unity, again, here I will have 0, here I will have 2 minus I, and here I am along the main diagonal, we have again 2. At this point, the conjugation. I replace all the entries with their complex conjugate. So here I have minus 5, here 0 because it is real. Here I will have 2 plus 5, and here again 2 because it is real. So the matrix A to the H, A omission, A conjugate transpose or transpose conjugate is the same, is this matrix. This is the simple way to see that this matrix is not omission since it is different from A. Apart from conjugating, it is the same way when you realize that the matrix in the real field is not symmetric. You just look if the entries outside the main diagonal are or not conjugate of each other. And on the main diagonal, if the entries are or not real. This is the simple checks to do. Why we give so importance to this matrix, to this kind of matrices, And because we will see, we will recall in some cases, properties such that analogously to the symmetric matrices, the Hermitian matrices have real eigenvalues. Next lecture, or the first lecture, the third lecture, we will speak about eigenvalues. These matrices are many properties about eigenvalues and other stuff. What I was saying? Completiamo questa verifica, we complete this check. Using what? I was writing this. If you apply the Hermitian operator to the sum, you have the sum of the Hermitian of each term, such as in the real case. If you consider the Hermitian transpose, the transpose conjugate, or the Hermitian of a product, this is a product, you have the product of the Hermitian of each factor in the reverse order. As in the case of symmetric matrices. This property holds also for symmetric matrices. So, when we see this operator applied to this product, we can write B Hermitian by A Hermitian. But B is unitary. So B by B Hermitian makes the identity. A identity, A Hermitian, A by A Hermitian, but also A is unitary. And we have completed the check. Simple examples of unitary matrices, just to have a concrete idea of what we are speaking about. Examples, simple examples are also welcome. If you consider given an angle theta, the two by two matrix made with cosine minus sine. Sine of the same angle theta is one of the unitary matrix. It is also called a rotational matrix. It is real. It is somewhat confusing to work with, and more tedious to work with complex numbers. So it is simpler to make real examples. It is a unitary. Why? In this case, we are on real numbers, so H can be replaced by T. It's the transpose. If you multiply row by column, the product between matrices always row by column, you will find the identity matrix. But it is simple to consider other examples. On the complex numbers, if we confine ourselves to diagonal matrices, to diagonal matrices, consider this diagonal matrix, it is orthogonal, but also unitary, and not real, because here we have
the complex number.
Domande, feel free to interrupt me
if you have some doubt.
Also in Italian, if you prefer.
Preferi Italia. L'esercizio prima, quando abbiamo dimostrato che diciamo, che A per B è mediana, allora
cioè no, abbiamo dimostrato che A più B è mediana e A per B non è detto.
Se A e B sono unitarie, allora A per B è unitario.
Sì.
Ma però la pratica di dimostrazione è giusta. Devono essere anche mediani alla fine, oppure.
No, noi consideriamo, we consider in all these examples or statements or properties, we have always considered separately the single classes. A livello di esempi è possibile per comodità prendere degli esempi che appartengono a più di una classe. Ma non è necessario, it's not necessary to give an example of complex unitary matrix to consider a diagonal. It is simpler. Otherwise, I have to check the property of the definition or use some other property that we have not yet seen. For the moment, all these definitions are not always simple to use to check we check quickly if the matrix belongs or does not belong to our class. For symmetry, for Hermitianness, I don't know what is the right term. To be Hermitian, it is immediate, as in the example seen before. But to be sure that the matrix is unitary, if I don't know, and now we don't know any other tool, I have to perform the product and inspect if the result is or not equal to the identity matrix. Per il momento noi abbiamo dato le definizioni e sappiamo poco più che le definizioni. The most mysterious of these classes of matrices is the class we have called a normal matrix. The question, the natural question that can be posed may be this. How I can easily find a numerical example of normal matrix not Hermitian and not unitary. How can I find an example, an instance of A normal with A not Hermitian and not unitary? This is not simple. We now are not yet ready to give a simple answer to this question. The only way is to multiply A by A Hermitian and A Hermitian by A and check if the result is the same. Only the definition. Notwithstanding, this class, normal matrices, are very important. You will see that this is the wider class of matrices with useful properties, also for computing aspects. Troviamo dei risultati in cui certi algoritmi si comportano bene per le matrici normali. This can be some algorithms perform better if I apply them to normal matrices. We will meet
these situations in the prosecution of the course. Let's go on. If there is somewhat else not clear, please ask me.
If I have A and A H, generally I can't exchange. Only if I am equal, no, if we can say we are in the case of normal matrices. This is the definition of normal matrices. When I can exchange the two, the order, when I can reverse the order in the product, this means that I am in front of the normal matrix. Okay. Queste cose che di solito cambiano, di solito si vedono in corsi di matematica discreta, algebra lineare, in parte in corsi di analisi numerica, anche lì come preliminari. Quindi è possibile, it is possible that someone of you knows well these definitions, but it is also possible that you have never seen them. Continuiamo, let's go on. You have a section about vectors. About vectors.
Prodotto scalare
fra vettori. Scalar product. Defined, in our case, on complex vector. The definition of the scalar, the commonly used scalar canonical, scalar product, over complex vector is slightly different from the analogous in the real case. If we have two vectors, say, column vector, X and Y, I suppose. Yeah. Both belonging to C, to the N. The scalar product is defined as the sum of terms defined as the generic entry of the first conjugate by the corresponding entry of the second. This quantity can also be written in a more compact way as the row by column product X transposed conjugate or emission by Y. Just see this second formula represented by a graphic scheme.
X Hermitian is a row vector with entries, the conjugates of the entries of the given vector X. The second vector is a column vector, so you can multiply a row by column, and you will obtain just this quantity. This is, as you can easily see, the generalization of the scalar product of two vectors of the real. With what is the main difference? Non-commutativity. Why? You see here that the first factor has its entries conjugate, while the second factor not. So, if I reverse the order, in general, I will obtain different results.
The vector is real.
If the vector is real, I obtain again the well-known definition: if x and y are real, I will have here the conjugation will have no effect. So, in this case, it is the same that x transpose y, and in the other order, and these two products makes the same result. The properties of the scalar product defined on complex vectors. You will find here four properties, quite obvious, in the same order. If you multiply, if you consider the scalar product of a complex vector by itself, definition, you have the sum of these products, but one of the very few properties you have to recall for complex numbers, the product of a complex number by its conjugate is the square of the modulus of the number itself. I mean, this is the square of the modulus of x. The property I am using now is the following: a general complex number z, z conjugate by z, have this product. If you perform this product, you have the square of A plus the square of B, real and imaginary part, and this is the square of the modulus of a generic complex number. The modulus of a generic complex number is the square root of the sum of the squares, real part, imaginary part. We have just simply the sum of the squares. So we have the square of this square, which by definition is the modulus of z. And so the product of x by x itself, it's complex, is, as in the real case, non-negative, and it is equal to zero only if x is the null vector.
Let us complete this short list and then we will do a break. We have already stressed the fact that this product is not commutative, but if we reverse the order, we obtain a number, a complex number, which is related to the scalar product in the given order. If I reverse the order, I will obtain the conjugate of the scalar product in the given order. This is another way to recognize that in the real case, the two products make the same real number. If I multiply one of the two vectors by a complex number, alpha, the first or the second? The second. It is very simple. You can carry the multiplier outside the product. If the vector which is multiplied by alpha is the first of the two, it is alpha by x scalar y, we have alpha conjugate by the scalar product. You see that when the definition is applied, you can expand this formula using the trivial algebraic rules. There is no risk to apply commutativity when commutativity does not hold. The last of this short list is the distributivity. Here again, you apply the distributivity algebraic rule. There is nothing to prove, but because why? Because we have turned from the definition in this way to this relation regarding the product of two objects, the row by column product. So this is the obvious consequence of the properties of products between vectors and matrices. Okay? Ci interrompiamo 5 minuti e poi completiamo, we complete the first chapter. Any other question? Altre domande? Oppure me le fate durante l'intervallo? Sì.